Translation and Prabhupada by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Person who have realized it, have studied that the planets known as Patal constitute the bottom of the feet of the Universal Lord. And the heels and the toes are the Rasatal planets. The ankles are the Mahatal planets. And the shanks constitutes the Talatal planets. Purport. Outside the bodily existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the manifested cosmic existence has no reality. Everything and anything of the manifested world rests on Him, as confirmed in Gita, Bhagavad Gita 9.4. But that does not imply that everything and anything in the vision of the materialist is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The conception of the universal form of Lord gives a chance to the materialist to think of the Supreme Lord. But the materialist must know for certain that his visualization of the world in the spirit of lording over, it is not God realization. The materialistic view of exploitation of the material resources is occasioned by the illusions of the external energy of the Lord. And as such, if anyone wants to realize the supreme truth by conceiving the universal form of the Lord, he must cultivate the spiritual attitude. Unless service attitude is revived, the conception of the Virat realization will have very little effect on the seer. The transcendental Lord, in any conception of His form, is never a part of material creation. He keeps His identity as Supreme Spirit in all circumstances and is never affected by the three material qualities. For everything material is contaminated. The Lord always exists by His eternal energy. The universe is divided into 14 planetary system, 7 planetary system called Bhur, Bhavur, Swar, Mahar, Janas, Tapas and Satya are upward planetary systems, one above the other. There are also 7 planetary systems downward known as Atal, Vital, Sutal, Talatal, Mahatal, Rasatal and Patal. Gradually one below the other. In this verse, the description begins from the bottom because it is in the line of the devotion that the Lord bodily description should begin from His feet. Shukdev Goswami is a recognized devotee of the Lord and is exactly correct in his description. Om Agyante Vrindasya Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshna Miltam Yen Tasmai Shri Guru Vaina Mahashi Chaitanya Manavishtam Sthapitam Yen Abhutle Swayam Rup Kadam Dadati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutleshma Giriraj Swamnita Namne Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutleshma Bhakti Vedanta Swamnita Namne Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurvani Pracharne Nirvishesh Shunyavadi Pasha Deshtarne Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Narayanam Namaskritam Charanotam Devim Sasati Vyasam Tata Jandirt Vancha Kalpatra Vishkripaya Sindhu Bevich Patita Nam Pab Nebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nashtaprashubhadrishu Nityam Bhagavat Seva Bhagavati Uttam Shulke Bhaktir Bhakti Nashtaki. So here Shukdev Goswami is explaining, and Prabhupada explained in Purport very nicely how he's explaining about the Virat Roop of Krishna. Devotees are not interested in the Virat Roop. We are materialistic people, have no conception of God, what the God is, what He looks like. So sometimes they imagine things, oh, He must be force, He must be a power. And here, Shukdev Goswami explains that at least they got some sort of, because these days people got no knowledge, but those days, olden time, Satyug Dwapara Treta, people have concept of Vedic knowledge. So even according to Vedic knowledge, they were having this some knowledge of this planetary system. So they were thinking God must be very huge. And so here, Shukla Goswami is explaining how Bhu Bhavaswar Mahat Janas Tapas and Satyaloka. And he is starting from the Patal and Rasatal Mahatal Talatal. But devotees like Arjun, he was not interested. He said, no, I want to see that beautiful form of yours. I'm not really, you know, even he showed him. He said, nobody has ever seen this form before. And actually it is true. Sometime in the movies and all this, they showed that Krishna showed this Virat Rup to Duryodhana when he went for a sandhi, means negotiation. But no, he did not. He just saw some light, that's all. He didn't show the Virat Rup. Krishna very clearly explained in Gita that this Virat Rup has never been shown before and will never be shown again. So it is only because of Arjuna's request for us he showed it. But then Krishna shedded that Virat Rup in the Pravas Leela when he winded up his Leelas in Dwaraka. Yashoda Maiya, when she saw Krishna, then Krishna himself removed this illusion. When she opened the mouth, he said, oh, I haven't eaten mitti, you know, the soil. He said, no, you have. Balaram is saying, all the other gopas are saying, you've eaten some soil. No, I didn't eat, mother. Open your mouth. And when he opened the mouth, she could see the whole entire universe in his mouth. Krishna performed so many beautiful pastimes. I mean, I can talk hours on this. I just reminded, these pastimes are not in any available any other avatar of Krishna. All the other avatars, Ram, Narsingavara, Matasya, these pastimes in Braj are so beautiful that this bhav over here is, you know, all the bhavs are here, Rishinga, Ras, all the rasas are here. And this is why the demigods were very much wanted to see this pastime of Krishna. That's why Shiva was attracted even to the. And Krishna performed beautiful pastimes. And these were so nice, like when he was stealing the butter, he doesn't need butter, he don't need to steal, he don't even need to go and steal. But he was stealing because the gopis wanted them to steal. You see, he was not stealing out of his own, okay, let me go and steal the butter and then I will, you know, people will read these pastimes and they will enjoy it. No, no, no. Gopis wanted him to come and steal the butter because they were getting very, you know, some flavor having exchange with Krishna. And Krishna, like this, just my pastime comes from mind. There's a, once a gopi was used to chastise, so she was old, very old gopi. So this very old gopi, he was sitting and he said, okay, when Krishna will come today, and what I'll do is I'm going to catch him. So she hid herself. So she hid herself and Krishna walked in. And he broke the pot and he taken the butter in his hand. Moment he taken the hand and immediately caught him. I caught you, I caught you, I caught you. And now I will caught. He said, oh, oh, chachi, oh, tai, oh, mami, kaha par, oh, where are you, where are you? He was pretending, oh, no, 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 I have come here. I have come here to give you something. He immediately, but the butter he collected, he hid the butter in his dhoti little bit. Oh, no, no, I have come, you know, I have come to give you prasad because my mother had performed a Satyanarayan puja today, Vishnu puja today. And she gave me some prasad, a special butter she gave me. And this old gopi was thinking, hey, Krishna gave, what is, I just caught him, I saw him, he broken the pot, and he is saying that, you know, no, no, look, Masi, I have got this butter for you. This butter is not your butter, this is my butter, is very good. This is my mother, this is prasad of Vishnu, Satyanarayan prasad. So this is much more better than your butter. Why would I take your butter? So this old gopi was very illusioned with this deal of Krishna. She said, oh, maybe I'm mistaking. Maybe I'm dreaming. All right, give me the prasad. So then he gave the prasad. Then he said, no, no, I want to feed you. So he put the whole lot of butter in her mouth. So the whole mouth was full. And when the whole mouth was full,
And then he put the whole butter on his face of the gopi, the old gopi. I don't remember the name. So he put the whole butter. Once she was like that, her eyes were big because the whole, she put so much butter in the mouth. So then he immediately said, look, she's the one who steals. She's the one who broken the pot. So Krishna immediately came out of the house. Look, and she's blaming me. So Krishna was performed and he said, she's blaming me. She's wrong. I'm not wrong. So gopis were getting illusion like this, beautiful, so many other different pastimes. Once, okay, while I'm talking this child pastime, says another pastime come to mind is that once Krishna was caught, and so they put a little ghungat in Braj. You don't understand ghungat, I don't know the English of ghungat, you know, whatever. Yeah, well, or whatever. So gopi caught him. When the gopi caught him, she was taking to, okay, I'm going to take to Yashoda now. While he was talking, and Krishna very nicely said, no, look. Okay, you can take me, no problem. But you're holding me too tight. I'm so little and you're holding me too tightly, you know. So please, don't do that. Can you change, can you just, you know, hold my other hand rather than this hand? And she said, all right. So she agreed to hold him other hand. While she was in the process of holding the other hand, he gave another gopa's hand to him in her hand. So when she went to the, immediately he ran to the mother Yashoda, said, look, this gopi accuses me, she's wrong. Look, I'm with you. Look, she will come and look what she's going to do. And the gopi came to the Yashoda's house. I said, Nandarani, look what he is doing. Look, your Lala, what he's doing. He is so mischievous. He broken my pots. He's stealing the butter. And Nandarani said, Yashoda said, no, what are you talking about? He is here. Open, take your ghungat out. See who is here. When she removed the ghungat, she saw it was her own son. So this is how Krishna performed so many mischievous pastimes. These pastimes were all the demigods, because these pastimes are performed once in a day of Brahma, which come 4,000 yugas. Krishna doesn't come in every yuga. Ram may come in every Treta Yuga. Narsingha may come in every yugas. But Krishna himself does not perform every yuga. He performs after 4,000 yugas. Cycle of 4 yugas, 1,000 times, one day of Brahma. And for this, demigods are always eager to witness these pastimes. So this is why devotees are not interested with these Virat troops. Where devotees are interested, sthavra jangam dekhat na dekhatar murti, sarvatta hai nij ishtadev sapurti, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Ramananda Roy. He said, whenever I see anything, I see simply, I don't see movable, immovable things. I only see Krishna. Why? This is like Krishna explains in even Bhagavad Gita. He said, Yomam Pashyati Sarvatra Sarvamesh Pashyati. Whoever sees me everywhere, who sees me in everything, Tasyaham na pranashyami, I'm not lost to him. And Krishna said, Najame pranashyati, even he is not lost to me. So when we seeing Krishna, raso hampasu kaunte prabhasami shashi surya parmesh sarvedeshu sabdaka parashim nishu, when we see anything, we think of Krishna. We are seeing a peacock anywhere on the street, we immediately think of Krishna. We see a flute anywhere, we see of Krishna. We drink water, we can think of Krishna. We see light, we can think of Krishna. We see sun and moon, we are thinking of Krishna. This is how we devotees are always with Krishna consciousness. Devotees are always see Krishna. So that's why they are free. They don't need to see anything else. This is an advanced stage. But for materialistic, they have to, Prabhupada says, even this Virat group, they have to realize, they have to come to the service attitude first. First, senses are thinking, I'm an Indian, I'm a British, I'm this, I'm that. So we are thinking of this body. And the reason we are thinking of the body, we think of senses. These senses are making us think like this.
You all know that Gyanendriya, five Gyanendriya, five Karmendriya, five Gendriyas, object of senses. Sorry, senses, yeah. Now acquiring senses and the working senses and the object of senses, plus mind. So these indriya, till we if we don't engage these senses into the service of Krishna, till that time we cannot purify our senses. So Prabhupada introduced this beautiful Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Krishna consciousness is always practiced in India. That doesn't mean devotee only exists in ISKCON. That's another myth people think. Oh, devotees only ISKCON, devotees are devotees. Very big myth. Big offense. Yes, Prabhupada has done things which nobody else has ever done. Prabhupada introduced this Krishna consciousness under the order of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prithiti achijatu nagradi gram sutra prachor hoive maranam. This philosophy is not as simple. This philosophy is not something cheap. It is very, very serious subject matter. Krishna consciousness is golokira premdan harinam sankirtan. You think it is the object which has come from descending from the Golok Vrindavan, it is so cheap. But Prabhupada made it very easy for us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it very easy for us. No matter who you are, papi, tapi, abhya, vichari, vibhyachari, whoever you are, you just take Krishna consciousness, initial stages. Sambandha, videya, priyojana, the relationship and the goal and the activities, abhideya. But these activities are done in the two stages. First stage is the prarambhic stage, the initial stages. Somebody comes to in contact with Krishna consciousness. Prabhuji, go for Harinam on Nagar Kirtan and meet somebody. Tell him, oh, the Krishna is God. Oh, is he? He says, yes. You chant Hare Krishna. Whatever you're doing, you're drinking tea, coffee, chocolate, whatever. Don't worry about it. That's what we do, isn't it? You're eating meat, you're doing this. Don't worry about it. Chant Hare Krishna. That's what first stage we say. And then first stage, then he joins Krishna consciousness. Then what do? You tell him some rules and regulations slowly, slowly. And when you do rules and regulations, then you engage these senses. Senses are not pure. Senses are running here and there. Senses are full of faults. All the senses. Person is full of kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, ahankar, matsartha. Everything is there. All attachments of the world. Everything is there. But what do? You tell him, okay. Just like a devotee, shave your head, put tilak on, put kanthi mala on, engage your hands in cleaning the temple, engage your tongue in speaking about Krishna. Do some management in the temple, do some gardening in the temple, do some cooking in the temple. Whatever stage, your hands, your legs, all the senses which are eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin, speech, hand, all the senses, working senses and Gyanendriya, Karmendriya, Indriya Vishaya, everything used in the service of. This is in the contaminating stage to purify our senses. We are not purified. So this is not actually, this is service. We say, this is service. I'm doing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I'm doing, this is service. Yes, done. No, I'm doing service, Prabhu. No. Paripakta service is actually what we say in the Tulsi Aarti we sing in the morning. What do we sing? Sometimes I forget. Sorry. Radha Krishna Seva Pai Abhi Alashi. Yeah, if you sing the... You got Tulsi Aarti here? Can you give me? Vilasa Kunja Deva Vasa Nikunja Seva. Nikunja Seva is in the Paripak stage. Paripak stage is when your all senses are completely pure. When your Naam Siddhi, when we chant Krishna's names, when all the senses are completely pure. First we are trying to purify the senses. We are trying to be, oh, this is bad, all these, we have to be anukul and a pratikulasya.
anukulasya and pratikulasya we have to reject. But in paripakka stage, when you attain the siddhi perfection in chanting Hare Krishna, in that time, that is, then your mind is always thinking in the nikunja seva, mansi seva. That is the higher stage of Krishna consciousness. This is when you are fully matured in Krishna consciousness. And that is the perfection of one's life. You see, in a paripak stage, external things doesn't we don't even exist. Like Gokshas Babaji Maharaj, he was chanting in the toilet, but he doesn't know he's sitting in a toilet. He's chanting Hare Krishna, then nothing, you just become blank. You blank with the whole material world. It's like when a girl or I know there is somebody I know, and she's got so much attachment to her son, but there is a separation between son and mother. So something happens anyway. So this, she just sits and the husband says, you know, she just sits dumb? What is the one? She just daydreaming. She's daydreaming all the time about the sun. So she doesn't know she has to eat. So they become like, not depressed, but like daydreaming. You are in another world. So in paripak stage, you are in another world. It's like, I just remember you go to Vrindavan, the Haridas, one is we got Srila Haridas Thakur, and one is Swami Haridas. Swami Haridas, where Banke Bihari appeared from Nidivan, from his devotion. So in the paripak stage, what was Swami Haridas was doing? Swami Haridas was, one day he was doing a datun. You know datun? Datun mean twig. You know, you don't have a brush. Old time, there's no brushes, you know, Western introduction. But Indian, you take datun. You take a twig from that neem tree and you just put it in your mouth and you just chew it and it become a brush and you just rub it. So Swami Haridas, there is a place of Haridas is Tatyasthan. If you go to Vrindavan, that is the where they still don't use electricity. They still don't use a tap water or anything. They still take the water from the well for Thakurji, for Krishna, and they still use the same lamps. They don't use fresh. They just live very like normal, like Vrindavan used to be. So Swami Haridas was just was one day he was doing datun and he forgot he's doing datun. He kept doing datun for 2 days because he was in the meditation of thinking of Krishna, chanting Hare Krishna, and he was just thinking of. And then somebody came and says, "Oh, you haven't served your Krishna." He said, "Oh, is it? Which Krishna?" He said, "Bihari ji." He said, "Okay, you serve them. I haven't got busy, I'm serving." Same way, you know the story of even Srinivas Acharya and his disciple Ramchandra. When Srinivas Acharya going into meditation, his wife, Ishwari and what's the other name? I think I've written somewhere. I've forgotten. Yeah, Srimati. Because he's a Mani Manjari, Srinivas Acharya. He was sitting, and one day he was sitting, and then he was just chanting, and while chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, he went to deep meditation. He went deep meditation, so both the wives, they said, "Oh, he's not even breathing properly." So they knew that he's in a Nikunja Seva in Nitya Leela with Krishna. So the wives both got worried. So they told his Srinivas Acharya's disciple, his name was Ramchandra Kaviraj. So, what do you do? Bring him back. Look, his whole day is gone. So he said, "Okay, don't worry. Mother, let me see what he's doing." So he was so elevated, so he sat right next to his guru. And he closed his eyes, he went to meditation. And then he realized that... Because Srinivas Acharya is the Mani Manjari in the Nitya Leela, and where Ramchandra Kaviraj is Karuna Manjari. So then immediately when he went in the med, then he saw
how I'm not going to details, otherwise it's a beautiful pastimes, but I'm making very shortcut. Then immediately they realize actually his guru, who is Srinivas Acharya, who is actually Mani Manjari, she was looking for a nose pin. Radha Rani lost her nose pin in Radha Kund. Some devotee says she lost her nose pin in Jamuna. Some devotee says she lost her nose pin in Radha Kund. So anyway, but she lost her nose pin. So then Ramchandra Kaviraj, when he realized gopis were sitting and they were looking for the nose pin of Radha Rani, so he jumped into the water and he found the nose pin, and then he gave to his guru, Srinivas Acharya. He said, there you go. So when he gave that, so then the nose pin was put back into Radharani's this. So service was done. So then they broke the whole meditation came up after 3 days. It took them 3 days, these pastimes. Anyway, we can't imitate these pastimes of these people, but there's importance. The more important lesson is that we have to attain perfection. In this life, not next life, not like, you know, everything is in the Harinam. And we have got attached to the Harinam. Harinam, Harinam, Harinami, Kevalam, Kalo, Nastev, 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 Gati, Ranyatha. Everything is in the Harinam. Harinam does not mean going the, what we call Harinam on the streets. That's not really, that is Nagar Kirtan. When we chant together, it's called Sankirtan. We chanting on the street, that's called Nagar Sankirtan. And when we are chanting the Japa, it's Harinam. When we are chanting Radhesham, Radhesham, Radhesham in Vrindavan, you call Radhe Radhe, or you're sitting while even in the night, if you're sleeping and you're just chanting Radha Gokulnanda names, different names of Ram, this is called Harinam. Harinam means names of Krishna. So till we haven't got the attraction to the names of Krishna, there's a problem. Because everything is in the Harinam. One is like, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Brahmandate kon bhagyavan jeev guru krishna kripa pai bhakti lata beej. We got the beej by his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada. But the problem is we are not sachan. We are not actually watering these beej properly. Prabhupada gave the beej. Mali hai na kare beej aropan. When you plant the beej has to sprout, isn't it? We have to be very careful. When we planting the beej, seed, yeah, English. So, yeah, so I forget in the Hindis, you know. So when the seed has to be sprout, sharman kirtan kare jale sechan, we have to do sechan. But we are not putting the priorities right. I'm doing this seva, but the thing is, the attachment to the holy name, the Hari Nam, the attachment, I want to chant. Jai Shri Radha Gokulan Ji Ki Jai, Sita Ram Lakshman Man Ji Ki Jai, Gaur Nitai Ji Ki Jai. So this chanting Hari Nam is very important. And we are sitting in a, maybe even a class, then we think, well, when the class should finish, because we haven't got traction to it. We haven't got traction to hear the names of Krishna. And after, you know, like, the main thing is Prabhupada gave. If you have a stone and this experiment stone and the water and the and what you call sand, you try to put everything in one pot. If you put in a different ways, you know if you put the water first or sand first, stones won't go. But if you put the stone first in the sand and the water, everything goes. So everything depends on the Harinam itself. The Harinam itself is the one, not. Don't think anything else in the Harinam. Everything, the Krishna Prem manifests from the Harinam. It's like a beej. It has got the whole tree in there. But the attraction to the Harinam is not there. Why? Because we are still stuck in anartha nivritti. Prabhupada, I give you example. Prabhupada gave 16 rounds. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's standard is minimum 1 lakh name. I'm telling you now. Okay? Take my word. Minimum 1 lakh. He's not saying 1 lakh you chant, that's okay. He said minimum 1 lakh. Actually, it is not much. if you think about it. Minimum 1 lakh is not much. It only takes 5 to 6 hours. No, honestly. No, it's a big thing. People haven't got Prabhupada since time. It's only 5 hours. People think, oh, Prabhupada, I'm going to be chanting 16 rounds. Prabhupada gave 16 rounds, actually. The story behind is, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, he used to, 1 lakh name is the standard, which is going on, fine. He told people, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, people who were ladies, people who were business people who were doing some jobs outside. So he told them, oh, in the mutt, every sannyasi, every brahmachari had to chant 1 lakh minimum. This is common, very common in Vrindavan. There's so many bhajanandis, so many devotees chanting. It's a very, this is what sometimes I think, should I tell or not? But it's true. So 1 lakh name was there, and then he told, okay, who are householders or ladies, because they have to look after the children, they have to go to the business, they have to open the shop. Shop, they have to spend all the time. Okay, you chant 16 rounds. So in Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj, initiation was not Harinam initiation. This is called giving Harinam. And one can go with the Harinam. Can you find a Madhya Leela for me? You mind if I speak another 10-15 minutes? Because it will be good for you, what I'm speaking. And Madhya Leela chapter 15. So, yeah, if you can get from there. So then, Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Swami Maharaj, he gave, initiation means Jagyopavit, Diksha, which was only for the men. In the scriptures, you will not find a woman taking Yajnapavit. Diksha is not for women. Woman was only Harinam. That you take the Harinam. This is what the standard was. Oh yeah, okay. Let me find here. I think I can use this phone. Let me get this phone. I got it. Thank you. So, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj used to give to the women and to the householders, okay, you take Harinam, and with Harinam one can go back. And the husband used to take Diksha, and his duty was to take woman back to Godhead. And she used to do Harinam only, and man used to take Yajnapavit, and she used to do that. But when Prabhupada went to the America, at that time, he introduced the same philosophy of chanting 1 lakh name, but then he realized that devotees can't do it. So he told them, all right, you chant 32. No, I can't. Okay, chant. Then you chant, thank you. Then you chant 16. That was, he knew that if you continue chanting, thank you so much, thank you. So if you continue chanting, then they will understand. There was initial stages of chanting 16 rounds. And when you chant 16 rounds, he knew that as they will grow, they will understand intensity of what the meaning of chanting Hare Krishna. So now devotees who are new, who are coming to, because we are preaching movement, somebody is new, we tell him, okay, chant 16 rounds. First chant 1 round, then chant 16 rounds. There are 2-3, like I tell you, normally I don't try to tell jokes from this Vyasasana, it's not for jokes, and it's not even for motivational speakers. This is the message of Vyasadeva. It is not for motivational speakers. It is not for telling jokes. And it is not telling materialistic examples. But I'm telling this simply so I can explain this point to you. I used to play cricket when I was in school and college. And we used to have different teams. Team A, Team B, and Team C. So Team C was the newly who come to cricket, who are joining the, you know. So they used to teach them the basics. Then the Team B used to be who are really good. So then he used to teach them, you know, very. And Team E is a top team. So similarly, when Prabhupada introduced these 16 rounds, actually he told them at that time, he said, if you continue, you will go back. But that doesn't mean right now. Okay, you cannot go back till you are not purified. He said, if you have even one desire left, you cannot go back to Godhead.
So we have to take that. So when initially Prabhupada introduced 16 rounds, if after 50 years, it's like my father was telling me when I start riding a bike, he said, ride slowly. You can't ride on 64 mile an hour, ride 16 mile an hour. So I'm start riding 60 kilometer an hour, slowly, slowly, and then after 50 years, I'm still riding on the same speed. So then something wrong with me. You see, you can't keep riding the bike, you know, on the 16 miles an hour speed. Come on, after 40 years, you have to ride at the age of, you know, at least 60, 70, which is the national speed limit. So 70 is a speed limit, so you have to ride that. So initially people, there are three stages. People who come to Krishna consciousness, then the second stage is people who are in Krishna consciousness, but they have to stay, like they say, oh, chant Hare Krishna, stay in ISKCON, stay in the, you know, devotion. That is staying. That is not the goal. That is not the goal. The goal is attain love of Krishna. And you cannot, oh, sometimes, don't take me wrong, I'm blunt, you know, I'm not really here, you know, I read something of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. He said, everyone is eager for adoration by others, not for the absolute truth. Those who make a show of being preacher do not disturb mankind, but rather maintain everyone's present mentality while busy protecting their own existence. Therefore, there is no propagation of the truth. Since one's popularity is not served by the speaking or hearing the truth, pure items are rare and not easily attainable, and so are not much appreciated. So you may appreciate me or you may not appreciate me. Not out of ego, but I'm going to speak what truth is. You may like it, you may not like it. You may accept it, you may not accept it. But it is truth. Sometimes people say, I will take you to Krishna. Sometimes a leader, gurus will tell you, I will take to Prabhupada. Or I will go to Prabhupada. So do you think that if my mind is contaminated with kaam, krodh, lo, moh, ankar, matsarata, then Prabhupada will offer me to Krishna? I doubt it. I may take a flower, I give a flower to Prabhupada full of thorns. Do you think Prabhupada will offer the thorny flower to Krishna? I doubt it. Do you think that Prabhupada can offer a bhoga to Krishna in a dirty plate? So how can he, when we are dirty, our heart is full of dirty, how Prabhupada will offer us to Krishna? We are full of attachments, full of lust, full of anger, full of attachments. After becoming devotees, oh, Krishna should protect me, Krishna should give me money, Krishna should protect my family, Krishna should do that. Attachments. Krishna cannot offer, Prabhupada cannot offer us. We have to be free from contamination of lust, anger, greed, everything. Attachments to the, even to own happiness and distress attachment. He may be a grasta, he may be a brahmachari, brahmachari say, I'm not happy in this temple, let me go to another temple. So that means he's looking for his own happiness. He's looking for own personal comforts. You cannot go back because you got attachment. You got attachment to your own comfort. He may be hard, but it is plain truth. He may be hard for you to digest, but you cannot go back, and nobody can take you back. And Prabhupada, even you offer, you Prabhupada will not offer you to Krishna. He had Jamuna Mata was cleaning the pot. There was a dirty pot with the smoke. And Prabhupada, so he said, this is dirty. Prabhupada himself took the rock. You know, these days, when we were grown up, when I was a child, there was no fairy liquids in India. We never see. I only saw fairy liquid in this country when I came in 81. Let me tell you. I came to this country 81. I didn't know there's a fairy liquid exist. Because even we were well-off family. And, middle-class families. A jeweler family, but what they used to do in ladies, all the ladies in India, not very long, 80 years ago, 81 when I came, they used to wash everything with the rock. You know rock? Rock mean, you know the ash from the cooking, stove, which we call angiti. And we never had a gas over there. I saw gas in this country. We never seen a gas in. I never seen gas in 81 when I came here. So, but Prabhupada will offer us. We have to be free from it. And the free will come is, and when I came here, I tell you one more thing is, I heard, when I came to here, somebody said to me, I'm giving my child a quality time. I asked my wife, what is quality time? And she said, oh, they are saying because they have to go to work so they can spend a good time, 1 hour with the child. That's a quality time. I said, no, the quality time means the mother and child should be bound together all the time. That is quality time. Like Yashoda is having Krishna. Like, we never seen maid servants over there. A mother and family, joint family system. A child is playing in front of mother or on the street or whatever. But quality time, 24 hours with mother. And here quality time is mother saying, I give you quality time. And then what do you get? Then okay, the child says, all right, I'll give you quality time. Once in a year, Mother's Day card, that's it. So when I hear, honestly, I'll tell you one more plain truth, a hard truth for you to accept. A devotee says, a quality chanting. Come on. You're not going to get quality chanting in 16 rounds. You're not going to get it. It's a basic. Prabhupada just... Have you seen Olympics gone? I mean, I don't see Olympics, but in Olympics, they do intense practice to become. They are the top. Every person in Olympic who is entering in the Olympic Games, they are the best in their country. And do you know how they become best in their country? Do you think that they become, with the basics, they become best? No, they do intense practice. Intense practice, intensity. This is the need. This is how they become. And you think that you will become the Krishna after 40 years? It's not many. I don't see it, Prabhu. Something wrong. Of course there's a wrong. Wrong in me to you. More you practice, then more you will become. More you will chant. 5 hours. Oh, I will... Raganuga... Ever process Raganuga Bhakti? Raganuga... I firmly believe in the 1 lakh names. Minimum. Minimum. And I'm very fortunate, I got very good friends. Ladies are chanting 1 lakh names a day. They are looking after their children, they're looking after the cooking, they're looking after the house, they are preaching as well, they're serving the deities, and they're chanting 1 lakh names. You can do it. 5 hours. When you become a good chanter, you can do 5 hours. 5 hours. What is the big deal about 5 hours? 5 hours. Then do our 2 hours morning program. You got enough time. 5 hours sleep, 6 hours sleep, 5 hours chanting. Even if you do slowly, 6 hours, 12 hours. You got 12 hours left. 2 hours, you can do this. 10 hours, you still got 10 hours to go and preach. So less time. So, there are so many. I mean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where did this? There is, anyway, I think I will speak some other time from this chapter. There is about the Harinam itself. It is not depending on initiation. Sometimes it says, devotee has to be initiated and then you call devotees. No. Read that here. Well, let me see. I think I will find it from here. It's easy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Diksha Pushchare Vidya Peksha Nakare Jiva Spashe Chandale Sabravdhare. Read the Madhya Leela 15th chapter, verse number 108. Okay? He says one does not have to undergo initiation. You don't even need initiation. Or execute the activities required before initiation. Not even, these are not in scriptures, disciple course and guru course and all this before initiation. This is not that. There's nothing in scriptures like this. Yes, you got to prepare. One simply has to vibrate the holy name with his lips. Thus, even a man in a lowest class, chandal, can be delivered. When you go, Harinam, Prabhuji goes in Nagar Sankirtan outside. You're telling them, chant Krishna's names, chant Krishna's names. This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to do. You chant, chant, chant. Harinam. Harinam itself is powerful. Initiation doesn't make you devotee. It's just a formality. Prabhupada mentioned it. It's just a formality. Harinam itself purifies you. We have to learn how I to do Harinam in my life. Everything else, temple, running temple, money temple, this temple, that temple, it's all secondary. Books are the basis, purity is the force, preaching is the essence. Force. If the force is not there, preaching has no effect. If you got Harinam in you, if you're chanting Harinam, if mind is pure, preaching will automatically begin. You don't have to preach. It will become, people seeing you will become devotees because purity will be there. So Harinam itself, you can read in your own time, Madhya Leela, chapter 15, verse number 108. Prabhupada explained even with the initiation as well. Then you read another two verses after that. I think it's not in front of me anyway. There is another verse. By chanting the holy name of Lord, one dissolves the entanglement in material activities. After this, one becomes very much attracted to Krishna, and thus dormant love of Krishna is awakened. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, there is one more verse I read, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then I'll stop. The holy name of Lord Krishna is an attractive feature for many saintly liberal persons. It is the annihilator of all sinful reactions and is so powerful that save for the dumb who cannot chant it, it is readily available to everyone, including the lowest type of man, the chandal. The holy name of Krishna is the controller of the opulence of liberation, and it is identical with Krishna. When a person simply chants the holy name with his tongue, immediate effects are produced. Chanting the holy name does not depend on initiation. Again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. I'm not saying it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying it. He says, it does not depend. Thus, a pious activity of the Pushchara regulative principles generally observed before initiation, the holy name does not wait for any of these activities. It is itself is sufficient. So any devotee who is chanting Krishna's names, he is glorious. Any devotee is accepting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, he is glorious. It does not matter that devotee is from ISKCON. It does not matter devotee is from outside ISKCON. It does not matter devotee is from which part. I got so many stories I can tell you where beautiful, beautiful pastimes in Vrindavan, and how you cannot even imagine this person is a devotee. And there's so many. This is why when Prabhupada told, when you go to Vrindavan, be careful from offenses. You don't know. There's one Mataji, I tell you one, Yashoda Mata. You go to Bihari temple, whenever you go to Vrindavan now, I'm seeing her for the last 40 years. She sits on the number 2 gate. You go, Bihari ji, she sits outside. What does she do? She does this shoes. She look after people's shoes. And people come and they give 1 rupee. Before they used to give 10 rupees, 10 paisas. Now it's 40 years inflation. People give 10 rupees, 5 rupees. And what happens? What does she do? She's from Mathura. She's born in Mathura. 40, 50 years she's sitting over there in the door. What she do with the money? She enjoys senses? No. She opened a gaushala for Krishna. Gaushala running by people, but she is still there. A Bihari in the Bihariji temple, he has got one, you will see him sometime sitting. He's got no arm. He sits like that, Radhe, 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 Radhe. Whole day he says, Radhe, 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 Radhe. People sub give him rupees. Some people say, ah, chal. But what does he do? When he gets good money, 1 lakh rupee, he does bhandara for Vaishnavas. This is Goseva. Devotees. Vaishnava Pad Jal, Vaishnava Pad Dhuli, you know, you can imagine that 24 hour Dhuli is coming. We have to be very careful. There's so many devotees. People have myth. This is a very myth. Prabhupada Devacharya, he gave us such a beautiful gift. Don't underestimate other devotees. Besides, don't say, we are the only devotees. Every devotee of every sampradaya should be as respected, even more than that. It may be Ramanuja sampradaya, Nimbarka sampradaya, Vishnu Swami sampradaya, Gaudiya Math. Well, Prabhupada may have said something, that is, he can say it. We cannot. So if you take the shelter of the holy name, my request to all of you is, if you're an old devotee, chant more. Study Prabhupada books. Conclusion is, time, you don't know when it's going to come, it's going to come, go like this. You don't know what is next on the corner, you see Radha Vinod. There's something happening. We don't know. Cross the road, accident. Don't think, nothing going to come with us. No reputation, no respect, no name, no fame, no wealth. Don't think I'm somebody in the temple, I'm some controller, I'm some this. This is just an illusion. It's just complete illusion. Holy name, Hare Naam, Hare Naam hi kevalam, kalo nastev, nastev, nastev gati radnita. Pray in a akinchana bhav to Krishna. Krishna, please, please manifest in my heart. That's what we have to pray. We have to pray before the time runs out. So anyway, I think I've taken more time. So whatever you are, if you are a new devotee, just do very shigram, that, okay, I'm going to accept the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And if somebody is there, okay, I'm chanting 16 rounds, I'm following principles, and I'm doing this seva in the temple. No, I have to advance myself. I have to become a Kinchana. I have to be detached. I have to look my anarthas, like a sportsman in a cricket, or the coach tell you, no, look, you have to rectify like this. You have to do batting like this. You have to do bowling like this. This is wrong. So we have to see, how will I do that? So we have to do that. Okay, and this whole thing will come. One thing, I take my word again and again and again. 1 lakh name is every day, is going to your account. Nothing will go. Everything else is just simply byproducts. Everything else is not so powerful. You think that cleaning the temple is as powerful as chanting Hare Krishna? It's not. It's purifying you. Purusharsha is there. Holy name, Hare Naam, Hare Naam hi kevalam. Kalu nastev gati ranyatha. Today I'm chanting 60, now I'm going to chant 20, I'm going to quickly go to 1 lakh. If you can do, and then very good. And when you do that, then you have to increase that. Then, okay, where is it? That doesn't mean once you 1 lakh name and then you attain something. No, that's starting. Killing the anarthas in the heart, killing the anarthas. Time will run out. Very good. It's not very long time left in the life. Anytime heart attack can come and you're gone. And then you have to take birth again. So Hare Naam hi kevalam, kalo nastev gati ranyatha, along with that, and when we do that, preaching will become very good. Everything will become very good. And we are very grateful to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. He told everything in His books. You read His books again and again and again and again. Understand the intensity. He said, I have written these books simply to convince you to chant Hare Krishna. And I am telling you, He's not telling you to, okay, you read my books and then you become a collector, good collector, become a good manager, become a good guru, become a good GBC, good become BBC. You don't need to do that. Nothing will come. No ABC, no BBC, no GBC. Nothing will come with you. Honestly. Nothing gonna go. They're all gonna stay here. Only the Harinam will go. Prabhupada told, I have written simply to convince you to chant Hare Krishna. So my request to all of you is take very seriously this chanting. Improve in your chanting. Improve in the, don't ever think, oh, I don't like the word of quality chanting, 16 rounds. No, forget it. You will never get it. It will never happen. 1 lakh name. And then you chant, practice, preach. Preaching will be automatically preach. Because you will have some shakti. You will have some purity. And then Krishna manifest. Then 24 hour thinking of Krishna. Pastimes of Krishna. Then we can think of Anta Narayana Samrite. Then Krishna will manifest. Krishna manifest. Akinchana do. Not become proud after that. Oh, I'm a very good devotee now. Oh, Prabhuji told me this, so I'm a good devotee now. No, we don't become good devotee. There are so many devotees. There's a whole group of... Sorry, I've taken a long time for all of you. So hope I have... If I've spoken strongly, so what can I say?
That's what I need to say, and maybe that's what they made me to speak. You may, of course, you know, you may like it or you may not like it, but that's what it is. That's the plain truth. That's the plain truth. All right, I stop it here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.